page number is that we're, it's a Kuf Peches. Kuf Peches in the Sefer Teres Haroya. We're learning just a little bit the edge of this sugya of what appears to be a very, very unusual, you could even say a shocking comment by the Ravid. This is where we were up to last week. We're in a discussion halacha regarding the Kedushas Mokam HaMikdash, where the Rambam passes that the Kedusha is L'shaitan, the Kedusha is L'asad Lava, that the Kedusha, the halachic status of Kedusha is intact, despite the fact that there's a Churban. The Ravid says, Besoid Hashem Liyreyev, the Nesgalo that was revealed to him, Besoid Hashem Liyreyev, that one is not that one is not chayiv kares, and that the kedusha shni is like kitch lasad lavo, that the kedusha that took place by Ezra HaSofer when we came back from Bavel and built the second Beis HaMikdash, that once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that kedusha is gone. And the way it seems that the Ravid is saying is the way that he knows this is because of Soid Hashem Liyreyev. Niglaloi Misoid Hashem Liyreyev, Niglali Misoid Hashem Liyreyev. That is revealed through Soid Hashem, through the secret of Hashem, to those who fear Him. And this, of course, raises the entire question. It's a tremendous, tremendous topic in halacha. I'm not dealing with this, of course, in any kind of shleimus over here. Just to get a sense of Torah Rav Kook and Torah Eretz Yisrael. And how Rav Kook resolves this, what appears to be machloikis between the Rambam and the Ravid, but more importantly, seems to be a tremendous violation of the general principle in halacha that Torah lo b'shamayim, that the Torah is not in heaven. The Torah was given to us here. And we learned last week the famous machloikis in Bava Metzia, Rabbi Lezer versus Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim, where Rabbi Eliezer called upon koiches that were beyond nature to prove that he was right in his opinion regarding that matter, and he even was able to bring down a voice from Shemayim to say that what do you want, the halacha is like Eliezer. And despite that, Rabbi Yeshua stood up and said Torah lo b'shamayim, and Hashem was laughing at that time. We're smiling. Yeschuni banai, yeschuni, that my children have defeated me. So, this principle of Torah lo b'shamayim hi we have found many places in Shas and many places in Halacha that it's not so clear. That there's no such thing as any intervention from above. It's not so clear. And what's important here is Rav Kook's way of dealing with this. Again, just a little drop in the ocean of the inyan. So we're going to read a little bit from his tshuva in Mishpat Kohen, Siman Tzadik Vav. There Rav Kook speaks a lot about Kedushas Harabayis in our times. The holiness of the Harabayis Bizman Hazeh. Be a Soid Hashem Liyev Shabbat Sogas Arayvet Soid Hashem Zeh. Afa Pishenon Kedayim Lamoid Besoid Kodshu Shal Arayvet Zal. Who are we to try to understand the Soid, the secret of the Ravid? Mikomakom nevertheless, Boru hu she'ein kavanos a klal b'zeh al svara anoishis pshuta. It's clear that when the Ravid said that there was a secret that was revealed to him, it's not just a matter of a simple disagreement with the Rambam, with this svara shalai kidesh Ezra b'kedusha shni lasalavos hamikdash v'yishalayim, where the Rambam holds that Ezra was makadesh, Ezra sanctified the place of the Arabais forever, and the Ravid disagrees that it was not forever. The svara that we see in the Ravid is when they shayodesh shehim asidim l'eskadesh b'min kedusha gedol acheres. The logic of the Ravid in his disagreement with the Rambam, the logic that we see inside, is the Ravid tells us that Ezra knew that there was going to be in the future, by the third Beis HaMikdash, by Mashiach, there was going to be the greatest Kedusha. There will be a new and great Kedusha. V'lachein hinichem b'natayim sheyuchel ha'kol li'ikanis b'zman hazeh l'mokim mikdashenu. And because of that, this would seem to be the svar of the Ravid, that because of that, since Ezra knew that in the future there was going to be the ultimate and permanent Kedusha, that when he built the second Beis HaMikdash, the intention was that this level of Kedusha should only be until, as long as we have this second Beis HaMikdash. He knew that this was not going to be forever. He knew the second Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. So that when the second Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, the intention was that the Kedusha will be suspended and people will be able to go up there, to daven and to be there. Until finally, Mashiach will come and the third and permanent Beis HaMikdash will be brought down from Shemayim. This seems to be the simple svara. The svara of the Ravid is that Ezra did not intend to sanctify the Mokum HaMikdash forever, only for the time that it would be there. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam holds, no, Kitchel HaShayitim, Kitchel HaZalov, the Kedusha is forever. This, Rav Kook says, the svara of the Ravid, just the simple svara that we see in the Ravid, he says we can't accept it at face value. Vashabemus heter knisazah, there are many Jews in the world now who like to go up to the Harabayah, so they should take to heart this next sentence from Rav Kook, who's a person that they look up to. They're very sweet, but they conveniently forgot Rav Kook's psak regarding this matter of not going up to the Harabayis. He says, this is not a covet in the Chashivas. But they think this is the covet in the Chashivas. The Jews want to go up to the Harabayis now, that this demonstrates the great glory in the Chashivas of the Jewish people. It's just the opposite. It's the boishes ulechlima. It's not a matter of Jewish pride. He says it's just the opposite. It's the boishes ulechlima. Shall zilzul vakolas roish. It's being mezazel and being mekel roish, disgracing the kedusha of that place, machain beis chayenu. For Tiferes Kedusha Seinu, the place of our existence and the splendor of the Kedusha of Am Yisrael. V'loy tehei kezayis b'Yisrael, Jews going up to the Harabayis. The Ravid is saying that you're allowed to walk around over there, to go up there, because of this svara. We spoke about this a lot in the Sefer Mitzvah Chabur, on the meaning of Beis HaBechir, Beis HaMikdash. Such a svara, that because there'll be a third Beis HaMikdash, this lashon that the Ravid uses of Soid Hashem liyareiv, that there are secrets that God makes known to those who fear Him, we find this nusach, this lashon, used in other places. The Ravid did not make up this lashon. We find this is used in other places in the Gemara and Chagiga. There's a tasefta that's brought there. The Rabbi Yossi Bar Damascus, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Gemara Chagiga, Gimel and Beis. Shukim Hashmos, Shesoyt Hashem is Galil Yirei, Baruch HaKadosh. There, in the Gemara, Soyt Hashem Yirei seems to be, the simple meaning is, that Hashem reveals, Hashem makes Himself known, His will known, Yirei, to those who fear, Baruch HaKadosh. to illuminate their eyes, their minds, that they should be able to come to the true halacha. We do find such a concept in Shas. So Chuk said, I already had in mind a while ago to explain these times that we find in Chazal, and then later on, by the Rishonim, like the Ravid, and as I mentioned at the end of last week, the Chuvus Min HaShamayim, where we do find that halachas are being paskined api divrei hofos ruchanios, through spiritual events. In other words, something that's revealed from Shemayim. The tzura shoyna shel gilui min Hashemayim v'chalonis in Hashemayim, there are different ways that Hashem makes His will known, from sometimes dreams, sometimes the neshamas that souls, neshamas and megala something, reveal something to those who are living. So how is it possible? What about Torah Lobe Shemayim? If we finish this, we'll talk about about the most famous Gemara of all, Gemara in Avram, Beisham Yisilo. So if Cook explains, Sheyesh Lai Mishlo Yiyu B'nigud Gam L'Das Rambam, this needs to be understood, that it is not contradicting what the Rambam says b'Perek Tes Mil Yisaydei HaTorah. Shekol Hachlot Es Din V'Halachim Yitzad Nevuah Hi Hakchosh L'Torah Shomer Loi B'Shamayim Hi. But the Rambam paskins that any decision that's made in Halacha using Nevuah is a rejection of the klal of Torah Lo B'Shamayim Hi, the Torah is not in heaven. So how do we understand the Ravid? And how do we understand the Gemara in Chagiga and other Gemaras? And other places in the Rishonim and the Achronim where such a thing happens, where there are Giluyim Min HaShamayim. The Gemara in Eruv and Daf Yud Gimel, the other Gemara is talking about a machlokes b'sham b'shilo. And that's where we find the famous lashon of Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. A voice came down from Shemayim and said, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Both these and those are the words of the living God. What b'shilo is saying and b'sham is saying. But Allah is k'b'shilo. A voice came down from Shemayim and said, even though they're both divlekim chai, but the halach is kebes hilo. So it's an open gilui from Shemayim. The Bas Kol seem to have paskin that the halach is like bes hilo. Eilu velo divlekim chai, fine. Everybody is speaking words of Hashem. But the halach is like bes hilo. And that hachra, that psak, came from Shemayim. The psak of halach is kebes hilo. There's a psak din that came with a bas kol from Shemayim. Tosfos points out there that this seems also to be soiset, to be contradicting the principle in halacha of Torah Lo B'Shamayim. The Torah is not in Shemayim. What's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting involved in Beisham V'Sil? El Velech Dilem Chayim, but halacha is K'Beisil. So Cook says the following. This can be understood based upon the model of what we find in Ksubis. The Psul Ksav Be'edis. Psul Ha'edus. There the Sugi is talking about the Psul of written Edus. Psul Ksav Be'edis of written testimony, as opposed to live testimony. Without going into any of the details, you can look in the sugya there, it's a very, very basic, important sugya. But when you look in the Gemara there, it's the Hainu Davkik Shahapsul Hazer Ba'atzma Hu Yisoid Ha'edus. There are disqualifications in Hilchus Edus, in the laws of testimony, that are Davke, when that Eidus, which is possible, is the yesod of the Eidus, meaning that the case is being decided upon, is based upon that Eidus. Lamashal, I'll give it there, another example. A katan is possible Eidus, right? A child is possible Eidus. Fine. An isha, a woman, is possible Eidus. For whatever reasons, for the psukim and how, why, possible Eidus. Nevertheless, we do find in halacha that if a child reports something that he saw, if he reports something that he saw, he was standing on the street corner, he saw this guy running at this guy, killing him. Or if a woman reports something that she saw, a metzias that she saw, we find that in halacha, that the bezin, the court, does not turn away the katan or the isha, does not turn them away. The eidus, or the psak din, cannot be based upon the exclusive testimony of those who are postulators. But as far as bringing in additional evidence to support your case, you certainly can bring in this as additional evidence. Now, how to make that fine distinction? Why are we allowed to even hear testimony that is mikra din, that's possible? That's not for now. But the point that Rav Kook is making is the following: that we find in halacha that there's testimony, evidence, that although it cannot be the exclusive basis of psak halacha, nevertheless, it certainly is accepted by the court as a way of strengthening and supporting the case. That for sure.
Avaloi kishu rak ma'oira v'goyrim l'kvoya sa'edis mi'yasoida atz mi'hakosha.
In other words, eidus that is possible can be used when it is helping to be kaveya, to confirm the eidus that we have. We have eidus. We have halachically valid eidus. And now we have additional proof to confirm that which we already have from the eidim, but to strengthen and confirm the eidus. There is eidus that stands on its own. There's kosher eidus. There's valid eidus. Now the ksav, the handwritten testimony, whatever the psula is, that's not important for now. But now we take this and we use it to support, to be ma'oirer, the goyrem lekvoas eidus, so that we'll go back to the original eidus, the valid eidus, which is miyasoida, which is atzmi hakosher, which in itself is kosher. Shekein gam oisei tzad shel b'shamayim. So even though, now going back to the situation of Torah lo b'shamayim hi, and the fact that we do find in halacha that there is intervention from shamayim. So Cook explains, based upon this concept, again, he talks a lot about this in different places. There's just a taste. He says, Shekein gam oisei tzad shel b'shamayim. When we find in Chazal, and in the Rishonim, that there's a gilui from Shemayim, that something is revealed from heaven in matters of halacha, boisem enyonim shel ha-gedolim ahem, with these gedolim, with the tzaddikim, who evoked or brought down some gilui from Shemayim to support their view, the revelation from Shemayim was never ever meant to be the basis of that view in halacha. It was never meant to be the underlying yesod of the case. It was only a ma'orer and a goyreim to take a second look at the solid proofs, at the reasoning, the rayas that were being used by that Adam Gadol. In other words, it's not that that the entire case was formed or informed by Shamayim. And the halacha is based upon that gilui from Shamayim. But rather, Rav Kook says we have a normal halachic argument, a debate. There's a normal debate that's taking place. And each side brings rais. And as long as there has not been a hachra, a psak in halacha, if something is drawn down from Shamayim as additional support or evidence to strengthen the case that's being made by one of the sides, lefi milas skulosam ha'ishes, lekavein biru ha'halacha, to direct the clarification of the halacha lefi darcheha shel Torah, it has to follow the normal drachim of Torah, the normal pathways of Torah. Umitarch mekarasa, and from within the sources of Torah, the sources of halacha. It can't be just the voice comes out from Shemayim and says that this is what we do. Ukshet imu maskenoisav letachnam letchanam shel oisam hagiluim haruchanim. And when the maskenis in halacha shtim with the giluim haruchanim, with these revelations from above, then huchra v'huchla ta halacha. Halacha can be decided. Well, if he died him in the tiyosim, I'll explain this more in a minute. Well, if he died him in the tiyosim, shall I get out of my hand? That the purpose of these revelations from Shemayim is that the chachamim are using their human wisdom, their seichel, and their rayas and the proofs that they bring from halacha. They were emphasized and publicized that in addition to the svaris, the logic, and the rayas, and the proofs that were brought by those chachamim, they strengthened and publicized the significance of their and the weightiness of their view with these giluyim, with these revelations from Shemayim. Ba'alosh nazeh atzmai shosayit Hashem liyireyav shnemar b'divya gemara d'chagiga al-dor v'sheyesh l'mokim esvara v'shem esbara chakech ma'alocha. Therefore we find in Shas, we find in the Gemara there and in other places, I'll explain it, the Beis Ham Yisrael thing in a minute. We find in the Gemara, in different places, that when there's a normal argument in halacha, and the views are being shot back and forth, and the halacha has not yet been determined according to that mahalach of psak, so then a baskal can be used as an additional raya to strengthen the view of one side. But for instance, in the case that we learned last week, the Gemara of Metziah, there we have Rabbi Eliezer versus the Chacham. That means that in that case, normative halacha dictates that we have a principle in normative halacha that says yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. That when you have an individual who is arguing with the majority, with the rabim, then we pass him like the rabim. And there Rabbi Yeshua got up and Rabbi Yeshua screamed, "Tarlo b'shamayim hi. We don't care about the wall caving in, and we don't care about the river going backwards, and we don't care about a baskal. You know why? Because we have a klal. Yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. Shkoyach Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar, we already passed him. The psak din is clear over here. Halach is kerab. And we have the accepted normative means of reaching halacha, and halacha has been determined in this case of Yochid, Ram, halacha, kerab. And the reason Rabbi Yeshua was so strong about this, and Tarlo B'Shamayim, Because you could imagine that throughout time there are always going to be individuals who say that God spoke to them. You go on the F train, you'll meet somebody like that. Not just one person. And I remember that. There were all kinds of giluyim on the subway. So there are always going to be people who have giluyim, and they'll bring rayas, and they'll cause miraculous things to happen. All kinds of hocus pocus and kaychus. Lo chaser. Even nowadays, there are charlatans. They can't make stick into a snake, but they can do some good tricks. And charge lots of money for it too. There'll always be individuals who could have different giluyim, and will try to refashion halacha according to their giluyim. When Rabbi Yeshua saw that there was a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and all the Chacham, and the Chacham already said what the halacha was, and Rabbi Eliezer comes and tries to be oiket to uproot the halacha, and he uses giluyim from Shemaim, where voices are coming down and all kinds of nice and fancy things are going on. So then Rabbi Yeshua says, "Torah b'Shemaim." That's not how it works. Torah lo b'Shemaim. But when we're misupik, when we have a suffik, we have two legitimate views, and we're misupik what the halach is, we have two views, and we're in the heat of the argument, and each side is bringing rayas, legitimate rayas, svaris and halacha. Each side is bringing legitimate proofs for their shittas and halacha. Such as in the case in the Gemara in Erevin, where there's a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Now keep in mind that as far as that Gemara is concerned, that there's an argument between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and a voice came down that said that halachas ke Beis Hillel. Everybody is holy and pure and gewaldic, and the both sides have a lot to say, but the halacha is a Beis Hillel. We know that as far as the normative halacha is concerned, the Bas Kol didn't contradict anything. Beis Hillel was the rabbi, Beis Shammai was the miut. Beis Hillel was a larger school than Beis Shammai. So following normal halacha, when you have machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, the halacha is a Beis Hillel. Unless there's some extenuating circumstances we're not going into. But normally, when you have a machloikis Beis Hillel, when there's a disagreement between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, the halach is like Beis Hillel. So the voice that came down from Shemayim was not shocking anybody. The only havamina was to say this. Since we know that in general, Beis Shammai, they were sharper. They were more harif. They were sharper in learning. That there's a havamina that we could say that perhaps even though we have the majority is the Beis Hillel and the minority is Beis Shammai, but since Beis Shammai are sharper, that perhaps we would make an exception over here. So the voice came down from Shammai to say, well, no, halachis ke Beis Hillel. They're the rabbim. That's the majority. The majority is Acher Rabbim Lahatah, as we follow the majority. So the case there in Erevin, that's a perfect example. It's a perfect example where the Bas Kol did not come to uproot any halacha. The voice from Shemayim came down simply to support the halacha. To support the halacha. Now, Beis Hillel, we know that they're anovim and they're aluvim, that they're very humble, and that they are much more easy to concede. Their nature is to give in and to concede. Beis Shammai, very hard and very sharp. So the Baruch Shalom came and flew in, and the Baruch Shalom said, halacha ke Beis Hillel. Like, leave him alone. The halacha is ke Beis Hillel. The Gemara Bava Metzia, where we have Rabbi Eliezer versus the world, right? It's Rabbi Eliezer against the world. Rabbi Eliezer is against the Chachamim. That Gemara Bava Metzia, we find the Yachid, we find the individual, contesting the Rabbim. In other words, there's a threat here. There's a threat here to the basis of halacha. Perhaps the most important yesod in halacha is yachid v'rabim halachik rab. When you have an individual arguing with the rabbim, with the community of sages, the halacha follows the rabbim. So there was a threat there was something different that Rabbi Eliezer was proposing. Rabbi Eliezer was trying to use heavenly intervention to support a view that would have undermined the most basic yesod in halacha, which is yachid rab, halacha rab. That's the Gemara of Metziah. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua had to get up and say, Terlo b'shamayim hi. Ein Novi Rishoy l'chadish l'meat. I don't care if Yeshaya Novi would come over here, and Eliyahu Novi would come in the flesh, and Eliyahu Novi would tell us. Doesn't make a difference. The voice from Shemayim, what do you want from Rabbi Eliezer? Halacha k'maisa b'chol makom. Rabbi Yeshua says, that's not our inyan. That's not our inyan. In other words, a baskol cannot, Rav Kook is explaining, there's no machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivan. We'll see in a second the inyan of Sadash on the Rav. A baskol cannot contradict, psak halacha. And Rav Kook says that's a klal. A baskol, a nevuah, cannot contradict halacha psuka. When halacha has been paskined, gemarnu. And the Bezdin paskin that this guy is guilty and he's got to be killed, and something comes down from Shemayim and says, leave him alone, it's Tar Lobe Shemayim. The only time that divine intervention plays a role in halacha, the way Rav Kook is explaining, is when the halacha has not yet been determined, when it's a lebedik disagreement, each side is presenting legitimate views on equal footing. We're not talking about individuals against the rabbim. There's a sparring match in halacha, in svara, in logic that's taking place. In that situation, there can be the intervention from Shemayim. That's Aleph. I mean, it's a long Aleph, but that's Aleph. Beis. Beis is a big chiddush from Rav Kook, which again, he doesn't go into over here, but you see in a second that that's what's underneath all of that's going on here. Rav Kook did write in a number of places that there is an exception, a general exception to this concept of Torah B'Shamayim, a broad general exception to this rule that there's no divine intervention. And he writes in a number of places that's in matters regarding the future Beis HaMikdash. When I get to the future Beis HaMikdash, there Rav Kook writes in a number of places that's different, because even though we have some information about the future Beis HaMikdash, we have from the first Beis HaMikdash the model, the second Beis HaMikdash, and the Nevi'is of Yecheskel HaNavi. Nevertheless, there are issues in halacha regarding the final Beis HaMikdash that we have not yet been zoiche to have received, that haven't been revealed. The Beis HaMikdash is built al pi nevuah. The yesod of the Beis HaMikdash, when it was built, the first and second, was the yesod was nevuah. By the first Beis HaMikdash, Shmuel HaNavi. And by the second Beis HaMikdash, that's why there were Nevi'im that had to be alive still at the time at the beginning, by Ezra Nehemiah, by Chagai Malachi, and so on. There had to be the presence of Nevuah, Nevi'im, to determine the Makom HaMikdash, the Makom HaMizbeach, the place of the Mizbeach. So Rav Kook writes in a number of places that even though normally we have this halacha, that we don't have something from Shemayim that comes down to bring down a new halacha, ein novi rishoy lechadish, a novi is not allowed to be mechadish things, to say new halachas, nor do we allow a halacha that's already been paskin to be in any way undermined by any kind of a heavenly intervention. But Rav Kook says that's only regarding the rest of halacha. But nogeh to the makom hamikdash and to the mizbeach and the future based on mikdash that we're waiting for, so there Rav Kook says that's different. The whole way that the Beis HaMikdash was determined, it says in Chumash, El HaMokim HaShay Yivcha Hashem. El HaMokim HaShay Yivcha Hashem means the place that God chooses. When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah itself says that in this one matter of the Beis HaMikdash, it always takes place in the way of El HaMokim HaShay Yivcha Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets directly involved. in the matter of the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets directly involved. Elamokim Asher Yivcha Hashem. And that Elamokim Asher Yivcha Hashem, Chazal explained, means Api Navi. That's why Shmuel HaNavi had to be there. And that's why the Nevi'im had to be there by the second Beis HaMikdash. That there had to be at least a Navi in the world by the second Beis HaMikdash. So here the Torah was Mechadesh. By the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah was Mechadesh, a fascinating thing. That when it comes to the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokum HaMikdash, the Mokum HaMizbeach, the place of the Mizbeach, that Mi'ikar HaDin, the Torah gave that over to what? To Shemayim. Is everybody following? It's a very important thing. That was given to begin with, the Rav Kook explained, the Torah gave that, to say it better. Everything else was given to the Chachamim, but the Torah reserved the right. That when it comes to reserve the right for what? For Beis HaMikdash Inyan? That the Beis HaMikdash is the Rebbeinu Shlomo's business directly through Nevuah. Hamokim Asher Yivcha Hashem. And it remains essentially a din in Hamokim Asher Yivcha Hashem, which the Gemara tells us, Al Pi Navi. It means with a Navi. Hamokim Asher Yivcha Hashem. The main reason that we need Elio Navi to come back is we're all looking forward to seeing him and we're going to be happy to see him. But the main thing is, to determine these matters, and in order to have the presence of Nevuah in the Seder of Geula of Redemption and being the Beis HaMikdash. That's not a matter that was left entirely up to the Chachamim. So even though we learned the past few weeks that there's something that's called Nevuas HaChachamim, right? That the Chachamim have divine insight, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, in a very mysterious and amazing way, weaves his way into their brains and into their hearts, as we learned last week, Lefi the Shurish of their Neshamas, from Reb Tzaddik, right? The root of their souls. And Hashem Yisbarach makes his will known through them, but that's in an indirect and very subtle and mysterious way. But when it comes to Beis HaMikdash in Yonim, there by Beis HaMikdash, it's the Baruch Shalom works through Nevi'is Mamish. Ruach HaKadosh and Nevuah. Ruach HaKadosh and Nevuah. So Rav Kook says very clearly that the principle in Halacha of Ein Navi Rishoy L'Chadosh Dover Me'ata, that a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadosh something ever since Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. A Navi is no longer allowed to be Mechadosh anything. Rav Kook says very clearly that principle of Eila HaMitzvahs, Ein Navi Rishoy L'Chadosh Dover Me'ata, that is not in effect when it comes to matters of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, when there's Soid Hashem L'Yireyav in matters of the Beis HaMikdash, that does not conflict with the principle of Torah Lo B'Shamayim. Because when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, Adarabba, Torah is B'Shamayim. The Beis HaMikdash will come down from Shamayim. And the Torah is Min HaShamayim. That Torah of Beis HaMikdash is Min HaShamayim. Now how much and what and so on, that we're not going into now. Therefore, Rav Kook writes, He says the Ravid is not using his Ruach HaKodesh as the basis of a psak halacha to go against any halacha. The point that Rav Kook makes is that the Ravid held that the Rambam has no clear evidence, and that his proofs are completely unconvincing. The Rambam's proofs are unconvincing, and that this matter has not yet been determined in halacha. And you know, the Ravid was not afraid of the Rambam. The Ravid was we are, but the Ravid wasn't, and therefore the Ravid said, "But he, where did he get this from? Mi amalai." Mi'amalon, of course, the Kesa Mishnah, all the Mefarshim are trying to show where the Rambam is getting it from. But the Ravid felt that this matter was alive and open. It was a machloikis psucha. It was an open debate.
Elo Masha Nigla Pihoi Foshal Kadusha Shalomalmi Asechel Hainoishi, Shehisigba is Hebdaleh Matsovim, Shamadregis Akadusha Shabayas Vishnu Bayashani, that the Ravid was, it was revealed to the Ravid, again, in his Ruach HaKadosh, the way that Hashem speaks to the Tzaddikim, is revealed to him that there are different Madregis in the Kedusha between the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, and the third Beis HaMikdash. Kamashibiru Gedoda Kabbalah, which is something that we find discussed at great length in the Mekubalim. Shahaya Ravid Zal Echami Roshi of Asa'ilam, and we know, that I mentioned last week, that the Ravid was one of the pillars of the early, of that school of the early Mekubalim, of the Rishonim. The Ravid was a great Mekubal. Shakabola hanisterish or soydis atayra nishtal shelo al yado. We know that he was the head of a mysterious base of medrash of Mekubalim, and that the will of Hashem that was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu al Har Sinai through those small elite groups of Mekubalim, we know that the Ravid was one of the balabatim over that Kabbalah. That the Ravid was the leader of that generation of the Messiah of Kabbalah that came down all the way from the beginning. Of the secrets of Torah. Shakabola and Nisterish will say this at Torah Nishtal Shal Ayada. Kamur Vesvam Abdarim, Binyin Zer. Omnam Lashon is Eshel Arayv, and Ein Adayim Bemuvan Lashon Zer B'divrei Rebbe Lezer B'Ve Chagiga. Therefore, you can't compare what the Arayv is saying to the Gemara and Chagiga. Shasham Hoysa Kavana Achlotas Halach Shekibna Halach Lamoishim Yisinai Shabiyado. There the Gemara is talking about that there was a discussion. There was a discussion, and the discussion was moving in the direction the proofs and the svaras to verify one side, and then in that situation, a voice came down from Shemayim to confirm the halacha, similar to with Beis Hillel. But the halacha was Beis Hillel, and the voice came out from Shemayim, like the Rav Kook says before, to publicize and to strengthen that view. So the Gemara in Erevin and the Gemara in Chagiga, we have already, there's a psak halacha, and a voice from Shemayim confirms the halacha. Beside that, the same way we find that Rav Kook says in Hilchos Eidos, in the laws of testimony, that we have legitimate testimony, and we can use outside evidence, or evidence that's normally not used in Beis Din, to strengthen the view of one side. Beside that, I will arrive at lehichlik klalas halacha. The Rabbi was not deciding the halacha with the Soid Hashem. But din noisen lakach shloi lahachlit halacha b'Soid Hashem. And the din is that you cannot determine the halacha using the Soid Hashem. Shein poskim halachas al pi ruach hakodesh. We don't paskin al pi ruach hakodesh. V'loi b'shamayim hi. And Torah is not b'shamayim. Elish lagabi svaras Rambam. All the Rabbi was saying like this. What the Rabbi was saying is that we're having a discussion. And he's saying, Lagabi Svaras Rambam. As far as the Rambam Svaras is concerned, the Rambam Svaras, that the Rambam learned Pshat in the Pasuk, Vashi Moisi is Mikdash Eichem. Vashi Moisi, even though the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, is still called a Mikdash. It's still called holy. So regarding that Svaras, Shalagabi Svaras Rambam, Shalai Motzul Makar. The Rabbi says, where does the Rambam come to Darshan Pesukim? What is he coming to make a Chiddush? In other words, you want to say a nice Devar Torah, he says a beautiful Devar Torah. You want to say something at the Shabbos table, that Vashi Moisi is Mikdash Eichem, I will destroy your holy places, means that even though they're destroyed, they're still holy. In other words, you want to use that drasha in order to say that a Jew that goes up to the Mokam Mikdash Chayiv Kares, the Gabedat, the Rabbi says, I don't see Makar for that. I don't understand who says that's the halach. According to the Rambam, this is an open case. And the Rambam svar is a svar without a yisod. And the Rambam says openly, I don't know where he took it. Where did he get this from? The Rambam's understanding of the sugyas and shas were not like that. And in the Gemara itself, it's not clear. There's no clear hachra in the Gemara. There's no clear psak in the Gemara.
So the Ravid holds that we're in the middle of this disagreement. This disagreement has not been paskened or resolved. And ishtamishu l'dchoyselu fakfikalov al pi ha'oris ruha kadishlo. So he brought down Soyed Hashem that was revealed to me, not as the means of paskening the halach, not to say that I'm telling you that you're allowed to walk around by the harabais. No, I'm just saying this, that your svara that you're saying, Rambam, that you're saying this svara, lefakfekba means it's very shaky. It's very shaky. I have a big question, and I know that this is a problem. I know that this is a problem. I know that your psach, I know that your svar is a problem. Besoid Hashem liyareiv. Besoid Hashem liyareiv, that was revealed to me that there's a madrega that's called the Bayis Shlishi, the third base of Mikdash, and that the third base of Mikdash is an andra zach. It's not a continuation of the second base of Mikdash. You Rambam, you hold that the kedusha of the Har Bayis is a continue now. In Golos is a continuation of the second base of Mikdash. And I'm telling you, like we even see how the Ravid, it says Aleph Aleph, what does always stand at the beginning? Omar Avram. Even the way that he spoke was different. Omar Avram. When he himself, it says Omar Avram, Avram said. It's like another voice was speaking through him. And he says, I'm telling you, Avram is telling you, That's not what you're saying. That svara is not oisgehalten. The third base of Mikdash is a different business. The kedusha, the final kedusha that Hashem Yisroel has in store for Klal Yisroel that we're waiting for, b'soid Hashem liyareiv, is not a continuation of the second base of Mikdash. Something different. It's something else. That doesn't mean the Ravid is saying that mimela you could go up to the Arabayis. All he's saying is that the halacha has not been determined, and what you're saying is not valid evidence, is not strong enough evidence. And in this situation, I want to tell you that it's niglali beside Hashem liyareiv that there's something else going on here. It's niglali beside Hashem liyareiv. The Rav is saying, I'm not taking my shul for a tiyul on the Harabayis. I'm not going up to the rabbis, but it's nigla, because there could be something else going on, a different thing. But nigla b'sod Hashem liyareiv. But you're saying, you're bringing right that what kedusha shniyah, kedusha zezra is kitzel shad kitzel lasu lavo, that the kedusha hamikdash is a hemshach, that the third base of mikdash is a continuation of the second base of mikdash. Why? Because vashimais is mikdash. Even though the base of mikdash is destroyed, it's still called the makom mikdash keilu. The third base of mikdash is the same. It's just another second base of mikdash. Another appearance of the second base of Mikdash at the end of time. On that, the Ravid says, "Nigluli b'sod Hashem liyareiv." You're not right. That what you're saying about that's not right. The third base of Mikdash is a different business, as the Mekubalim will talk about. And here, Rav Kook has no problem with this anyway, because Rav Kook, as I explained a few minutes ago, Rav Kook holds that when it comes to the Indian of the third base of Mikdash, you could say Sod Hashem liyareiv anyway. There's an Indian of Soyed Hashem liyareiv. The third Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash is Al-Pi HaNavuah. Sheniglu Soloy Al-Pi Soyed Hashem HaBechinah Shel Kedushas HaMikdash B'Bayis HaSheni B'Mei Ezra Ve'erka L'Gabi HaBayis HaRishna Gabi Ora Kedushil HaBayis HaShlishi V'Adbula HaSidah B'Mei Riyameinu. It was revealed to the Ravid with his Ruach HaKadosh that there's a difference between the base of Mikdash that we're waiting for, and the first base of Mikdash and second base of Mikdash. And Al-Pi Kabbalah, there's a huge difference between the first base of Mikdash and the second base of Mikdash. Besides in halacha, the differences in the Metzias of or Metumim and so on, but and the Kodesh Kodashim, the Aron, but in the Madrega of the first base of Mikdash, the second base of Mikdash, and third base of Mikdash, there's a whole sefer, there's a whole chibur for the Ramchal on the third base of Mikdash. It's the whole chibur from the Ramchal. The whole chibur from the Ramchal. Ramchal, as you know, the Ramchal was a tzaddik that was keseder, speaking about giluim that he had from Shemayim, keseder, revelations that he had from Shemayim, which did not make him popular with the Yavits, as you know. It was one of the reasons that that he was muhram, that he was pushed away and excommunicated. The Ramchal spoke openly about Giluyim, the revelations that he had.
So was Rabbi Eliezer too?
Shamuti. The Ramchal has a whole chibur on the Ramchal has a whole chibur, a whole sefer on the third Beis Hamikdash. The Inyani Hamikdash is beside Hashem Liyireyev. But even then, the Ravid wasn't passing lahalach. Turn the page. Skuf Tzadik. Umam Shech Laharach Vazboros Divya Ravid Al Pishit Ezer Amak Vishar Mekubal. And there we have there is one of the few places where Rav Kook, in his halachas form, gives us a glimpse of his greatness in Kabbalah. Rav Kook was a chavrusa with the lasha. Rav Kook was a great mekubal. He was from the mekubalim, the biggest mekubalim of the generation. But it's unusual in his halachas form for him to be megala such a thing. But that's exactly what's happening over here. It's Kilo, he's saying Besod Hashem, that's Nigla to him. He's explaining this Ravid. And he continues there to explain the Ravid, Al Pishitas Ramak, Yisharamu Kabbalim. He explains the Ravid, the Shitas Ravid, Al Pi Kabbalah. The Bekiyas Gadolav Amkus Neflo, with the great Bekiyas and Amkus. So in this Akeim, so the author here says, that if we are to summarize in this Akeim, Nita Noyimish Ezel HaKlal, we could say the following. Where halacha has been determined according to the rules and regulations of normative psak halacha, and we have a psak halacha, we are not allowed to change it if something is revealed. I mentioned that last week, that they came to the Chazon Ish, everybody was all excited. They found new kitzvei yad, that they uncovered new documents. New manuscripts from Balei Tosfos and Rambam, and there were those who were all excited and were going around saying we have to now reevaluate all of halacha. Ke'ilu, the Shulchan Aruch is no longer valid, God forbid, because they found ancient documents, and you had these scholars that they were going crazy. They were so nisbal from it. And this is going to be their ultimate raya that a Jew doesn't have to have potato kugel on Friday night. You understand? This was it. They finally found the proof that Jews don't eat potato kugel. By the way, I've been to places where they don't put out potato kugel Friday night. Hashem Yirachem. That's something that needs to be taken care of. So they found, even though there were tzaddikim that said that the original kugel was lakshon kugel, but the scholars were thrilled. We understand what the scholars saw over here. This is great. You go to Cambridge, you find a couple of bichlach, you know, of papers, and you come out and you see the Rambam over here and the Rosh like this and Tosfos like that, and it's not the Rambam, the Rosh, the Tosfos that. So that means, Arbazai, that means what? That everything's open again. And it turns out, Lemafreya, that we're not such a Rishoyim. We didn't go away from the Torah, because we'll find something over here. Who knows what we'll find in there? Once it's open, it's open. And the Chazon Ish laughed at the whole thing. The Chalal wasn't this powerful. What you find, you could find anything in the world. You could find something that after Moshe Rabbeinu, there was Moshe Rabbeinu, there was another Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't make a difference. Not Bechlau, not Nispal from it at all. This is how the halacha came down. Besoid Hashem liyareiv. That Hashem guided the hearts and the minds of the Chachamim, and he didn't want any of those papers to become known. Until now. Why to become known until now? That is a different discussion. Whatever the Nisyanis are of Achris Hayama, that these papers should become known, that all of a sudden they find an old piece of the Rambam, or they find something from the Balei Tosfos. The Tosfos that we have in the Gemara is only a small percentage of what the Balei Tosfos wrote. There's a mazel. How did these Tosfos end up on the Blad Gemara? There's much more Tosfos than what we have on the Blad Gemara. Tzav Shkocha Protis, the Baruch Shem fears the wealth. He runs the world. If he would have wanted that to be in the world, then it would have been in the world and it would have been part of the Psak Halacha. The Baruch Hashem didn't want it, and for somebody to say now it's a Ki'ilu he's saying that the Torah is coming down, that Hashem is revealing new Torah, and we say Ein Nevi Rishol Lechadish Dov Me'at, this Torah Lo B'Shamayim Hi. But Hashem gave us this manuscript. Okay, it's interesting, and we'll learn it, and we'll talk about it. But Torah Lo B'Shamayim Hi doesn't change the halacha. Ki Hu Zeh. The Shulchan Aruch is the same Shulchan Aruch Baruch Hashem, 100%. Not one minig, not the tiniest little custom is going to be affected by this new revelation of Torah. Not even the slightest minig. There's a Hashgacha Pratis that has been with Klai Yisrael all of these years till Golos, and is exactly how the Eibush to the Baruch Shalom wanted it to be. The Sfarad Shiyidin, and the Ashkenaz Shiyidin, and that there should be Misnagdim, and there should be Chassidim. Everything is the way it's supposed to be. And with all of the nisyonis, and with all of the avoda, and with all of the elu divlekim chayim, that's alive, and the Torah is alive after thousands of years, exactly how the Borei Olam wanted it to come down. And he directed through the minds and the hearts of the chacham how it should come down in such a way. And why is it that Davke in the year whatever it is 1954 they should find the Meiri? Oh, if we would have had the Meiri, if we only knew about the Meiri, life would be so different. The Torah says, we didn't have the Meiri, and Hashem didn't want us to have the Meiri. So we learn the Meiri, and we love the Meiri, but it's not changing one dot in Shulchan Aruch. Not changing a dot in the Shulchan Aruch. Ein yichol shams dvar ma piyara shemims. Ach eifo, she'ein hachra hilchasis. However, in a situation where the halacha has not been decided, it hasn't been decided. Vadeos noitois, and there are views like this and like that. Besham veselo, there are views like this and like that, and it's still an open inyan, like there in Erev and Chagig and other places. Oz mishameshes ruach hakodesh kli roi lahachra, then ruach hakodesh can be brought in as the makiv apatish to bring things to a final conclusion. So, and that's fine. Okay, Mr. Shem, next week we'll finish this piece, and then we'll see some beautiful, beautiful pieces of Maris HaKadosh on this inyan of Nevuah and Halacha, and we'll be ready to move ahead, Mr. Shem, with Torah's Eretz Yisrael.